what's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
Our hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and it's time for our caregiver corner. Lark Trigstead is in the studio.
Happy summer day.
Happy yeah, summer day.
It's really nice.
Yeah, we'll take a lot of these kind of days for sure. Yep. I was looking at the topic for today, for the show, fighting frailty.
Yeah.
Ah.
Different twist here.
Yeah, a little different twist on the show for us today. But older people are bombarded with negative stereotypes about aging in television shows, ads, health news, daily conversation. Never on radio, though, right?
Never.
Being old is often equated with being frail and helpless.
And the good news is it's not true for the majority of the older population. But, you know, frailty is that really, in aging, is at the heart of concerns that we see each day in the lives of seniors and those who care for them. And this fear of frailty keeps seniors worried about, you know, whether they can stay at home.
Mm. Lack of activity can lead to a downward spiral of poor health, resulting in frailty, a condition that threatens the mind, the body, social life of older adults, certainly. Not according to senior care experts.
Yeah, we call it, the decline is often called a cascade of events. And a senior care network survey found that 74% of seniors 65 and older say that staying physically active is a major challenge. And adult caregivers see the problem as well. So about this study reported that 81% of adult caregivers listed staying physically active as a top challenge. Yeah. It just that you have a tendency to, you know, really have to be self-motivated to get out there and move as we get older.
And as we get older, we shrink in size.
That's
a little
true.
Bit. Is that how that
chest
works?
Falls in the drawer sometimes.
Okay, I'll let you continue on that then. So how's that work?
Well, actually, the muscle wasting occurs, you know, naturally as people age, but everybody loses muscle mass as they approach their 90s. And studies have shown that resistance training, this is the good news, weightlifting can slow this process.
Frailty increases the risk of infections, illnesses that have to be treated in the hospital. Falls, you know, even disabilities, that kind of thing.
It's a really, really important factor. And Johns Hopkins research has found that frailty doubles the risk of surgical complication. It lengthens hospital stays and increases the odds of leaving independence behind and having to go to nursing home or assisted living after a surgical procedure by as much as 20-fold.
Wow. Are there some lifestyle steps that can help prevent this frailty thing we're talking
about? Yes, very important. As a lot of things in geriatric care, to identify frailty early. You or a loved one may be considered frail if you have one, the three or more of these criteria. So number one, we talked about it, you're shrinking.
It happens.
Yeah. You intentionally lost 10 pounds or more in the past year. Now that's a red flag. And you feel weak, you have trouble standing without assistance, or you have a reduced grip and strength, and that's easy for clinicians and families to assess. Third thing, you feel exhausted. Everything you do takes a big effort, or you just can't get going three or more days of the week.
Or your activity level is low. It includes formal exercise plus household chores and activities you do for fun.
Yeah.
You walk slowly.
Yep.
Your pace is considered slow if the time it takes you more than 6 or 7 seconds to walk 15 feet.
Yeah, and that's really significant. So, you know, there are common sense ways to beat the frailty risk, and one is simply be active most days of the week. And, you know, you mentioned that your formal exercise includes household works, getting the paper or mail, that kind of thing. Secondly, eat well. That's so important, and often protein is left out of the diet, which older people have a tendency, and it's not a stereotype, but they do like to eat sweeter things. Also, keep your mind active. So anything you can do to keep the puzzle games, watching news, certainly there's a lot of that, listening to news. And finally, keeping your attitude optimistic, and that's probably a hard one to do if you aren't internally motivated, but those are important things.
Yeah, and staying socially connected with others and continuing to learn can also help, right, Lark?
I think so. For me, it is.
Got to stay connected. Me too.
And learn.
Learn. Where can you find more information?
Well, there's
you have that, don't
great
you?
Opportunity at northiowasagelink.com. And we're constantly trying to change things to make it more applicable to daily living. So I would advise you or your family member to click on SageLink, northiowasagelink.com.
One big word, northiowasagelink.com.
Got it.
Thanks, Lark.
Bye-bye.